Butchering English and Japanese Words
日本語や英語を台無しにするとき
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast, delivered to you in a bilingual format in English and Japanese. I'm your host, Chieko, based in Seattle, Washington.
そして千葉県印西市からお送りしているひゃっこです。ロスジャパポッドキャストは日本語と英語のバイリンガル形式でお送りしています。
So, as bilingual speakers, we often make terrible mistakes in learning languages, and we often hear a lot of mistakes and a lot of mispronunciated words.
そうなんだよね。なんかさ、今日間違いの話とか結構するから、もう早速、しょっぱなから緊張してカミカミになっちゃうんだけど。まあね、言葉を話すときは必ず何かしら間違えるときはあるということで、バイリンガル人間としてはね、どっちでもよく間違えます。は
い、So recently, my husband came to me and was like, I want to make an O. Maurice. And I was like, what's that? It's like, it's like the Japanese dish, you know, O. Maurice. And I was like, okay, yeah, so my husband's middle name is Maurice.
Oh.
So I first thought he was talking about something about him and his, なんか, I don't know. I wouldn't know if he was just joking around. I had no idea what he was talking about. But I come to find out what he was trying to say is omuraisu.
omuraisu ga O. Maurice になったのはね。
But he kept saying O. Maurice. And I was like, I have no idea what you're saying.
いやー、面白いね。こう、人が変える時って。でも、しょうがないよね。もしミドルネームが Maurice だったら、ちょっと、それ、mm-hmm. それと繋がっちゃうだろうね。
Plus, I think he saw it like on Instagram and only saw the written
yes.
version.
Yes.
So maybe he didn't hear the word omuraisu mm-hmm. because it didn't sound anything like that when he said it.
That is funny. And so you eventually found out that it was omuraisu?
Yes, because he showed me
the thing and I was like, to show you.
Oh, omuraisu no koto. Yeah. So there's been a few times in my life where... Uh-huh.Somebody has tried to say a Japanese word to me, and I have no idea what they're saying.
はいはいはい、絶対あると思う。
And it's super awkward, right? Am I like, do I not know the word? Which could very much be the case, right?
いや、やっこでもオムライスでは、あの、実際に、あの、アメリカに行って、
はい、
だったと思うんだけど、オムライスって言い、あの、言いそうになった時に初めて気がついたんだよね。あれ、オムライスって、なんて言うんだろう、あの、英語の発音でなんて言うんだろうって思って、
oh,
その場で出てきたのが、
yes.
arm rice だったんだよね。I did not realize that it was a 和製英語 and it doesn't exist,
yes.
right?
And yes, we don't have omuraisu here. So there is no word for it.
Yes.
The only way I think you could say that is an omelet with rice in it.
はい。なるほど。多分それが。
But that's not a thing that we have here.
And, but I recently, Yan and I went to an omuraisu restaurant and we were looking at the menu and it like there's this omuraisu restaurant has like various omuraisu, like the different sauce and different.Like ketchup and, or butter for the rice to fry the rice みたいな。いろんなのがあるんで、こうやって選んでたら、気がついたんだよね。英語で書いてある下にって思って、そしたら、オムレットライスって書いてあって、惜しいなと思うんだよね。ライスオムレットだったらいける?
いけるかもね。
いけるかもって感じか。なるほど、なるほど。まあでも、存在しないから、やっぱりオムレット with rice っていう風に、
Mm-hmm.
made with rice みたいな感じで言うといいのか。Mm-hmm. はい。でも、like, my arm rice, like the English, オムライスじゃなくって、ちょっと英語っぽく言ってみような arm rice は、までは聞いたことあったけど、オムリースは初めてね。ちょっと。
Well, the one that I struggled with, which I only recently learned from you,、
uh-huh.
is tacos.Right? Because I was like, okay, if you want to get tacos in Japan, I was pretty sure it wasn't taco. right? Because I'm like, it can't be taco because that means octopus. So I was like, how do you order tacos in Japan?
確かにね、多分本当にタコがアクティプスをタコというだけに、タコスを変えるところではタコとは言えないね、日本人の心としてはね。
はい。
だからタコスになったんだろうね。
Like, I want a tacos. Yeah.
Even though...
But I did not know that. And not that I've ever ordered tacos in Japan, because I feel like that wouldn't be the place to get tacos, but...
Yeah,
that was, it only occurred to me when we were going through the tacos episode and I was like, I don't know how to say this in 日本語.
そうなんだよ。だから、いっぱいあると思うんだけど、実際に出会わないと、ヤクオムライスでそうだったけど、その場になんないと気がつかないこと多いよね。
Like, あれちょっと、って感じだよね。
そうってなることは、たくさんあると思う。で、忘れちゃうけどね、たまにね。
Do you have other, situations in which you've run across, like, I don't know how to say this?
Well, I don't know how to say this は、実は気づきもしなかったというか、もう、これも最近、ちーちゃんが教えてくれて初めて気がついたことで、まあ、結構新年とかさ、年の話をすることが多かったんで、その話がよく出てきたんだけど、ヤッコは年を英語で year って言うんだろうけど、year であることは分かってんだけど、発音は ear 耳の方になっちゃってたんだよね。
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because the y is so soft and it's a tough one. Like,
yes.
I think a lot of people would, you know, have a difficult time even hearing the difference between year and ear. But ear is like a hard throat sound, right? Where year is like softer.
Year, ね。はい。でも、これがさ、日本語でも起きてたんだよね。豆腐。
The fu was hard for me too. I'm like, is it fu or fu or fu?
Yeah.
Like, and it's somewhere in between, right? It's not quite a full F sound, but it's not an H sound either.
Yes. So. That, it's in the middle, だと思う。だから、
yes.
豆腐、そう、完全に唇とを噛んで言う「ふ」の音ではないことは確かだし、H サウンドでもないらっぽいよね。だから、it's in the middle. And I said, I used the full fu sound, which I think kind of, the Japanese people who were listening to it was kind of, huh, why is it so strong? って感じで、
yeah.
やっぱり指摘されて、初めて気がついたって感じだったんだよね。だから、yes.
Plus, I feel like depending on what part of, what, is it at the start of the word or is it in the middle of the word? Like, also kind of affects the fu sound.
Exactly.
難しいよね。
難しい。
I struggled with that too.
Funny.
I can relate.
Yes, yes. まあ、このね、ロスジャパンコミュニティは多分みんな何かしらリレートしてくれるコミュニティだと信じておりますので、ここではね、セーフな環境かと思いますが、ちーちゃんは他にもある?
Well, some other things that kind of like make me feel itchy, if you will, that I hear here in the United States. So, you know, there's a lot of Japanese words that have been imported to the United States. And like there's food-based ones and other ones. But food の中で、I had a friend who would say to me, she would say to me like, oh, like, do you like gamashio?
Gamashio.
I don't know what gamashio is. I thought it was some kind of an Italian thing, because of the way that she said it. Gamashio. do you know what it is?
Hey, gamashio. What is it?
Gamashio.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know what she was talking about.
Oh my gosh. だそこなんだよね。発音が違うだけで。
Yes.
Like, yes, if you spell it out, 見ると確かにゴマシオだね。だけど、もう音でゴマシオなんて言われたらもう全然ゴマシオなんか考えない。
ごま塩ね。
Yeah. でも I do understand, like, there has to be like a stress sound somewhere, right, in the English language. Mm. So you have to kind of put an accent on somewhere. And like the intonation kind of gets, you know, it goes up and down pretty heavily, っていうのかな。で、だからしょうがないよね。ごま塩とごま塩では全然違うな。
違うよね。Yeah.
なので。
The other one, I know we've talked about this on this podcast before, but I think it's so funny is, my friend, we were at a restaurant and we were looking at the menu and she was like, what's furry cake?
これはね。
And I, again, had no idea what she was talking about. We were at a Hawaiian restaurant, actually, at the time. But it was furikake. But the way it's spelled, right, furikake?
Yes.
You can see why she would say furry cake.
Yes, exactly. And そうなんだよ。読むと、ローマ字で書かれ、まあもちろん日本の食材なんで、ローマ字で書いてあるんだよね。で、ローマ字だと F-U-R-I, which could be read furry.
Furry.
K-A-K-E, kake, which in the English
could
language,
be red cake.
もうね、これね、多分ナンバーワンだと思う。未だにアクアの中では。
I nearly peed my pants when I figured out what she was talking about. It was, because it's such an adorable visual image of like this little furry cake, right?
そう、このね、そう、ガマーシオは何って感じだけど、フォーリーケークはさ、もう、キムクジャラのケーキでしょ。もう、ありえないし。はい、で、now I know, because we went to Hawaii last year, that ふりかけ is popular in Hawaii. So,
it's very popular in Hawaii, yes.
Yes. だから。
But we don't call it furry cake.
ハワイではふりかけって言うのかな？そしたら、
ふりかけ。
ふりかけ。Okay, okay. いや、それはね。
So, those are the funny things that we hear. Yeah, and you know, the other words that have been imported into the United States, the one that I'm comfortable with is karaoke.
Ah. Yes.
Because it's such a common used word now that it's like, when I first heard it, it was like,oh, ちょっとなんか嫌な気持ち because it's like in my mind, I'm like it's supposed to be pronounced karaoke, and it's like karaoke just sounds so.
It's just I don't know, so just different.
Such a butchered word, yeah. Yes. But it's so common now that I can say karaoke and not feel uncomfortable.
そうな、なんかあるよね。そこのなんか分け目みたいなのがもう comfortable になっちゃってる。Like for me, karate, like the firstTime I heard karate was in English, I think. And so I'm comfortable with karate, even though we say karate in Japan. And karaoke too is on the okay side for me as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to that too. で、そこのなんか分け目があって、いまだになれないのはお酒だね。
Oh, I hate that. Yes, because a lot of American English speakers will say sake.And I'm like, ooh, ooh, don't say that. Don't say that.
ちょっとね、それは確かにアコの中でもちょっと台無しになっちゃってるかなっていう感じはするんだよね。なんか、日本ではおをつけること多いから、お酒か酒って言うけど、酒 to me is like, なんつうんだろう、ちょっと very casual. Like, if I want to drink 酒, I would say お酒。
お酒。
はい。It's like,なちょっとファンシーな感じじゃない？で、はい、ちょっとリスペクトがあって、はい、お酒に。だけど、サーキーって聞くと、なんかもっと、あら、あらあらららって感じの音に、ちょっとどうしてもまだ聞こえちゃうかな。
The one that really bugs me, that like makes me kind of like uncomfortable, is people will say manga.
Really?それは初めて聞いてる。
And I'm like, oh, please, please don't say it like that.
あれだよね。あの、確かにさ、マンゴーと似てるよね。
Just, yeah, because mango is spelled the same with an O at the end instead of manga is spelled the same with an A. So yeah, people will say manga.Or man, you know, and I'm like, no, please don't say it. Like, it just makes me like super uncomfortable.
Yeah, それはちょっと、ヤコも、あの、ダメなサイドに入っちゃうね、それ聞いたら。だけど、メイン かは実際聞いたことなくって、もしかしたら、あの、フェリーケーキとかグマッシュみたいに、もう違うものだと思っちゃうから、
うん、
気づいてないだけかもしれないしね。メンガ。
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But yeah. You'll hear it. メンガ。And I'm like, ooh, no, I don't like that one.
No, please, だね。
Yeah.
No, no.
The one that I think is funny、uh-huh. is, anime. Right? So,we say, anime. I don't even know how we say it here. Sometimes I get kind of confused.
Yeah.
But it's the word animation, right? It's like、yeah. the English word that has been then imported to Japan and becomes anime. And then now, 日本の anime is like Japanese anime here. So it's just like a weird, like, import, change, import. Like,
yes, kind yes.
of mispronunciation thing.
Yes.、Mm. でも、そうだよね。We call it 逆輸入。It's
hi, hi.
re-imported. So,
yes.
It's a re-imported yes. word for the English-speaking countries.
Yes. But it is different. Like, I feel like it means, like, 日本の animation, not regular animation. Like, we don't refer to American animation as anime, right? Like, it's only, like, the Japanese animation that's often referred as anime. But
so...すごいね。だからもうかなりこうグググググって入っていくね。
はいはいはい、はい。
アニメとアニメってアニメって言ったら、
アニメ
英語でアニメって言ったら、日本のアニメの
アニメ。Yeah, anime is often アニメ。日本の。
So
confusing.
Yeah, but I think we're lucky that we can pronounce it in that.In the Japanese way, or the katakana way,、mm. and the English way, だよね。だって、if you can't, it can get confusing, だよね。
But, okay, so when I'm speaking、mm-hmm. to, let's say, an English speaker,、
はい、
and I feel uncomfortable saying saki, right, or saying manga, or whatever, so I'll be like manga or anime, and they don't know what I'm saying, because I'm not saying it in the, like, if I said karaoke, they wouldn't have no idea what I'm saying.
Oh.
So I have to say karaoke, right?
Okay, okay.
I have to say, like, I have to say these things in the English mispronunciation form. Like, I have to, like, it's so uncomfortable. Like, sometimes it's uncomfortable. Like, the one that I struggle with、uh-huh. is a lot of people will ask me, like, oh, where, you know, where am I from and where's my family from in Japan?、
Hi.
And I want to say, oh, my mother's side is from Akita. Right? But here we say Akita.
Akita, yeah.
And it's because of the Akita dog, right? Akita-ken.
Ah, そういうこと。
So people know the word Akita dogs, right? The Akita
really?
Dogs. And so they don't make the connection until I say, oh, that's Akita. Akita no inu desu. Like, because if I say Akita, they don't hear Akita, right?
Really?
So those are like the things that I have to like...mispronounce for people to understand what I'm
That's
saying.
That's tough. That's uncomfortable だね。それはちょっと、mm. ちっちゃかわいそう。そう、しかもよりによって秋田県っていうね。Like, Chiba、はい、is Chiba. Like, I'm okay with saying Chiba 県、
はい、
or I'm from Chiba っていうのは全然大丈夫。Mm. だけど、Akira はちょっと、
Akita. The other one is Osaka. People say Osaka.
Yes, yes, yeah. I see.
And I'm like, ooh, yeah, ちょっと Osaka って言ってくださいって感じ。
ね、like, yeah, my dad is from Osaka, so I will switch
Osaka.
To... I cannot say Osaka. Yeah, でも本当、そのカタカナっていうところがね、so...In the Japanese language, for the borrowed words, it's always in katakana. So, the struggle is always there って感じだし。やっこが、what I'm, like, uncomfortable っていうか、あちゃーっていう感じ。こう、あまち、台無し、ぶっちゅうされてるって感じに感じるのは、staff and stuff.And、
oh,
I think I've shared
oftentimes
this.
Oftentimes it's misspelled.
It's
like they misspell things. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Because if you turn staff and stuff into katakana, it's stuff. There's only one type. And so, like if you go to a restaurant and if you see a place where the staff goes in, or, it says stuff.
Stuff.
In English. S-T-U-F-F. And when I first saw that, I laughed. I laughed because, like, you don't, like, you can say storage, right? Storage room or stuff like that in the English language, but it says stuff. So it's like, okay, I guess there's stuff in there. But then I realized it was for, like, staff only door, right? Yeah, so that was funny. And I still see it sometimes, so.
So you know, yoku aru yo ne.
Aru, aru.
I remember growing up, my mom really struggled with the words celery and cereal.
Cereal.
Because both those words have R's and L's. And 日本語ってその違いがないじゃない?
ない、ない。
And so she always struggled with those, like, celery, cereal, celery.
Yeah. Celery. Like, okay, so... So, yeah, cereal is another word that is very confusing and tough and weird because 日本では we do it's we can buy cereal here in Japan. But it says cereal.
Cereal, which is sounds like cereal.
Exactly.
To me, cereal って言うと sounds like a serial killer.
Exactly. Exactly because cereal like for serial killers, we say cereal killer. Which is the same katakana for cereal. It's cereal.
As cereal. I guess they sound the same. They're just spelled differently. But like cereal, it makes me think of cereal in the serial killer sense.
Yes,
not like
exactly.
The food.
Exactly. I agree. And so, like my mom, same as your mom, and me, myself, is more comfortable saying cereal, みたいな. Cereal.
はいはい。
そう、yeah, yeah. おーみたいな感じで言う方が分かる。
セリオとか
セリオとか。セリオか。はい、そう、セリオっていうのが一番コレクトな感じがしちゃうよね、やっぱりね。だけど、カタカナで言っちゃうみたいな感じは。
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Well, okay, so like my parents, because they have been in the States for so long,、mm-hmm. they say Costco as Costco.
Costco, Costco.
Which is different from...How Costco is said in 日本語の katakana.
そう。
コス、日本に行くとコストコっていうよね。
コストコ、コストコ。Exactly. And my dad and mom says Costco as well. Same as your parents. Because...
So if people hear them, are they like, what are you talking about?
If we... Yeah, but my parents do know that it's called Costco.Here in Japan. But my dad just refuses to say Costco and just uses Costco because we lived in Seattle and we've been to the Bellevue area so many times and we've been to Costco so many times. So we are used to Costco. And so my dad says Costco to me, my mom, and my brother. If he was talking to someone else in Japan, he would say Costco.
He would say Costco.
Yes, yes.
Okay.That's funny. It's, yeah, and I think it's simply because they turned it into katakana on their own whilst in the United States and hearing the word Costco and not realizing it's, we don't say Costco here.
そう、T はね、言わないもんね。だけど、ローマ字読みっぽくするとどうしてもコストコになっちゃうね。って感じはするし。
So many, yeah.So many things as we import and export words, it's なんかごちゃごちゃなってきちゃうよね。
ごちゃごちゃ、本当にごちゃごちゃだし、ね、あの、楽し、すごい可愛かったなって思ったのは、ハワイ行った時に、ちいちゃんのおばさんが、あの、パクチーを出してくれて、お食事に。こう、パクチーもあるよっていう意味で、はいはい、カタカナ風にサラントロって言ってくれたんだよね。ちょっと、細かくは覚えてないんだけど、
Oh, I think she says like sarantro or sarantro.
Sarantro って言えばいいのかな? Sarantro って言えばいいのかな? みたいなすごい可愛く言ってくれて That was cute. It was so cute.
I think she didn't know how to say it in Japanese.
Maybe, yeah, because we call it pakchi かコリアンダーって言うけど
パクチーが
多分 It's just...different word って感じだもんね。
It's a whole different word. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like if you said pakchi to me, I wouldn't have known what you were talking about. Because it sounds like, obviously it sounds nothing like cilantro.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. Exactly. Mm. ね、
So it might also depend on like where you import words from.
Yes, that
Because
is big.
I remember as a child, like, I couldn't figure out the word pang. And I was like, I was trying to say pan. I was like, that's not, like, I didn't understand, you know, but I think it's imported from Italian.
Is it the European country then, eh?
Yeah, it's like Spanish or Italian or something. It's definitely not English because we don't say pan. We say bread here, right? Yeah. Like, so you do kuro mo, like, it's, if you're not clear where the word comes from or where it's been imported from. Yeah, it becomes that, like a whole different beast.
本当そうだよ。だからポンとパクチーもそうだもんね。だから、
mm.
どれが正しいかいろいろあるから、多分どれで言うっていうのが分かんなくなっちゃったりっていうのもあるし、あの、mm. だってクロワッサン
。おお、日本語だとクロワッサンだよね。
クロワッサン。
クロワッサン。So in English we say croissant.
Okay.
I wish I could do the French pronunciation, but it's something like croissant.
Oh, it sounds nice. It sounds French. Yes, yes, yes. で、クロワッサン。
でも、クロワッサンってかなり違うよね。
本当違う。だから、ね、英語でもやっぱり borrowed words はあるから、こう、周りに回ってっていう場合と、日本語でもやっぱヨーロッパから来て、パンみたいにね、そのまま言って、カタカナにして言うっていうのはあるだろうから、まあまあ、ごちゃごちゃになってっからね、まあ、台無しにするも何も、しょうがないよっていうふうに思うしかないっていうところはあるかもしれないけどね。
I hope that we can hold on to the origin words as much as possible.
Yes.
So it doesn't get too lost in translation.
Yes.
And I think we can all practice our pronunciation of foreign words, you know, more with more effort than perhaps we do today.
ですね。まあ、そうだね。なるべくその元の言葉がどこなのか、その国ではどういうのかっていうのを学びながらやる。あの覚えていく使っていくっていうのがまあ一番 respectful な感じがするからいいかもね。
I think so. Yeah. I mean, and language is it's sort of its own live thing that just you know changes with the course of time as we've seen.
Yes.
In our lives, even so, absolutely. But it's fascinating, and I think it's always great to take a close look at what we're saying and where it came from.
本当だね。でも、
How it's supposed to be pronounced.
そう、気をつけるようになるっていうところはすごくいいと思う。ね。だから。
Yeah, absolutely.
はい。
Well, let's jump to our pop quiz for today's episode.
はい。
I've got an idiom for you today. It is a English idiom related to food. So,
okay.
What does it mean, Yako-chan,
はい、
when we say, life is a bowl of cherries?
それも聞いたことある。Life is a bowl of cherries だってことは、bowl of なんとかみたいな感じで聞いたことある。
うん、
でもなんか楽しいことじゃない、
うん、
?Life is a bowl of... なんで cherries なんだろうって感じだけど、colorful? なんかちょっと違う気がするな。Can I ask if it's like a positive thing or a negative thing?
It's positive.
Okay.
Cherries are positive.
Cherries are positive. Good. Good to hear. Okay. And, 積んで積んで、どんどんどんどん、いいことが溜まっていく?
It's not wrong.
What, wrong?
That's not wrong. Life is a bowl of cherries just means life is really good.
Oh,
like,
so.
Things are really pleasant. It's just life is good, right?
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that. ただ、いいね。っていう感じなんだね。
Yeah, yeah, like life is good, you know, and you're happy and you're enjoying life kind of a thing. It's like life is a bowl of cherries.
それって例えばどういう場合で使うの?
That's a great question.
How are you? って聞かれて life is a bowl of cherries って言わないよね。
You know, you might say it sort of in a funny way.
Okay.
Because it's a little bit of an old saying.Right? It's a little bit of an old saying.
I see.
But, you know, as you're talking about your life and, you know, like, oh, everything's going really good. Like, life is a bowl of cherries.
なるほど。いいね。はい、はい。よ、わかった気がする。なんかこう、いろん、まあ、話をしてて、まあ、結構全体的にすごいいいんだよなっていう、なんか、オチっていうか、最後の締めみたいな感じで、その表現が出てくると、ちょっと粋な感じ、
はい、
なんかするね。だから、OK, OK. I yes, see.
So cherries, good.
Cherries, good. で、覚えました。よし。どっかでは使うぞ。なんか、ね。使いたい表現のリストに入りましたので、うん、ありがとうございました。
Yes.
それでは、日本語の方に移りたいと思いますが、
はい。
どうしようかな。今日はですね、今日のトピックのつながりで、実は難しいのが国の名前とか、
oh, yes.
都市の名前、シティの名前とかあると思うんだよね。はい、なので、本当はその話もちょっとしようと思ったんだけど、はい、時間がなくなっちゃったんで、その中からクイズを出していきたいと思います。
おー、オッケー。頑張ります。
はい。それでは、ヤッコが行きたいところの一つ。
はい。
Venice, Italy。日本語では何と言うでしょう？
Italy. Okay, so Italy is like a weird one.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not, like, I always want to say, like, Italia, but I know that's not.
People.
Is it right?
Yes,
is it Italia?
Yes, yes. Italia.
Okay. Italia.
Italy is Italia.
Oh, it's Greece. I think Greece is the one that I struggle with.
Greece is Girisha.
Girisha. Yes, that's the one that's like, I'm always like, wait, what country is that?
で、
イタリア、ベニスはベニス？
ベニスはベニスだと、やっこ思って間違えたことがあったの。だけど、ベネチア？え？って感じじゃない？
全然、なんか違うよね。
そうそうそうそう。And I think there's just two ways to say that area, which is Venice and Venezia.Z-I-A っていうスペリングの言い方もあるんで、はい、多分日本語はそっから取って、ベネチア。
はい。
Whereas in English, they use a Venice, ベニスの方を取って、Venice。だけど、
I would have never guessed that in 100 years.
I struggled with this. I mean, country names, city names, and even like, people, like historical people names.Or, for instance, like, Sebastian Bach, Bach, だよね。は、日本語だとバッハ。
バッハ。Wow, that would be hard. Yeah.
It's well, hard.
You know, here in the United States, every once in a while, I'll run into someone who'll say Nippon instead of Japan.
Really? Okay.
Right, because like, why do we say Japan instead of 日本?
日本。Yes.Exactly.、
うん、で、たまに、日本って言う。
人いる。
人いる。
Oh. Like,
yes,
the people in Japan who say 日本 are really old people.、
Mm-hmm.
ね、mm-hmm. Like, there's Japan, 日本、日本。
日本って聞かないんだよね、逆に。Like, I hear、
oh, really?
people say 日本, but for some reason I don't hear often people say 日本. It's like usually Japan or、
oh, really?
日本。うん、なんか日本ってあんまり聞かないね。
聞かないんだね。面白いね。
Which is what I would say.、
Right? Yeah, 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 me too.
That would be make the most sense for me. But なんか日本っていう人はいる。たまにいる。
へー。これ終わんないくらい面白いね。ちょっとね。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's so interesting how how language moves through us.Not only、yes. over the years, but also, you know, from culture to culture now, because we've become such a global community.
Yes, yes. もうね、まあ、皆さんもね、ロスジャパコミュニティの皆様でしたら、絶対に経験はあるし、いろんな例があると思いますので、ね、ヤコたちもぜひ聞きたいよね。きっとあるあるがたくさんあると思います。
Yes, yes. Share with us on Instagram. We are at Lost in Japanglish.
はい、そうですね。インスタもやっておりまして、アットマーク、ロストインジャパングリッシュですので、ぜひそこからもアクセスしてコメントいただけると嬉しいです。それでは、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週。バイバーイ。
バイバーイ。